This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got to make some picks. Today's picks are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air PTAX, water source heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Last night, another entertaining, high-scoring Thursday night football game. Hoping for an exciting Sunday slate of football. Jerry Recco, take it away.
All right, here we go. We got five games for you. Two, of course, include the Giants and Jets. The other three, we start with in Cincinnati, the Bengals laying 5.5 to the Miami Dolphins.
Well, this game's all about health. And the Cincinnati Bengals are probably going to get back Joe Mixon. Now, Giovanni Bernard, who filled in brilliantly, might not play. But Joe Mixon is someone who was integrated into that offense a lot early on. He's going to come back and hopefully be healthy. This Cincinnati Bengals offense is rolling, and not just with A.J. Green. They got Tyler Boyd, who has been a big factor. Yes, they lost Tyler Eifert, but they also have two other tight ends in C.J. Uzomah and Tyler Kroft there to pick up the slack. And the Miami Dolphins lost their center. They've got issues in the secondary now with injuries. They got guys dropping like flies. I think the tide has turned. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals and that offense, which has been so damn good at home, -5.5.
And don't forget, the Cincinnati Bengals defense has been terrible. What are they getting back this week? They're getting back the heart and soul of their defense, Vontaze Perfect.
The dirtiest hopefully player in sports.
Yeah, hopefully he makes it through the game.
Right.
And I think that he will definitely be a difference maker. I love the way that Andy Dalton and A.J. Green and you brought it up, Tyler Boyd, just awesome. So they can score on anybody, score at will, and I think that they are rolling, and I'm going to go with the Bengals as well.
All right, I hate to make it 3-for-3, but I think the Dolphins are a bunch of frauds, so I'll take the Bengals as well. Game number two might be the best game on the board. Jacksonville at Kansas City, the Chiefs giving up 3 points.
Everybody is saying, every pick I've heard so far the last couple of days, that this is going to be the Patrick Mahomes welcome to the NFL, the real NFL moment for him as he's got to face this Jaguars defense. Well, I'd rather face that Jaguars defense in your building where you don't have to worry about people screaming and yelling and false start penalties and rookie on the road and all that stuff. He's going to be home, and the stuff that this guy is doing is stuff that I've never seen. And Boomer was saying it for months. Now you got to buy in. I think Patrick Mahomes and that offense is going to be better than Jacksonville and that defense. Home game, terrible defense for the Chiefs, but it's not going to matter. Give me the Chiefs -3.
We work the hardest, we're known the least, but who cares, for we are the reason. That's the offensive lineman's prayer of the Kansas City Chiefs. They are the difference makers. They're the reasons why my man Patrick Mahomes does what he does. I will take him at home and probably take him the rest of the year, by the way. So give me the Chiefs over the Jacksonville Blake Bortles Jaguars.
You still there? Still there? Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
What was that? I hate to make it 6-for-6, but with you guys on the Chiefs. Don't worry, we're going to disagree soon. I'll take the Chiefs as well. Game number three. I don't think there's any man. Well, there could be a man crush here. Vikings on the road at Philadelphia. Mm. Yeah, we know what happened last time these two teams met in Philly. The Eagles, not out to a great start, giving 3 points to your Vikes.
There's a couple of reasons to like the Vikings in this game. One, they're probably going to want the revenge from the NFC Championship game, and that's going to be on their minds. Mike Zimmer is disgusted with the way that the Vikings defense plays. It's the worst defense he's been a part of in a long time. They have a longer week because they played Thursday night against the Rams. But the Eagles defense at home, man, it's so much better than they played on the road this year. I know that last week at Tennessee, they were disappointing that defense, but I think they come back and play really well. And Carson Wentz, Each week he's going to get better and more comfortable. I think this is another one of those weeks. That Viking defense got to show me something. They haven't yet. So give me the Eagles and their defense minus -3 at home against the Vikings. Vikings are going to be 1-3-1. That's going to be a big problem for them.
You know, you talk a lot. You give a lot of in-depth analysis about these things.
What do you want me to do? You want me to?
I want you to come work on the Inside the NFL show.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm gonna you break things down.
Well,
amazing.
Instead of Ray Lewis, who's just guessing.
I'm taking the Vikings, and I'm going to take the points. I don't know if they'll win the game, but I think it's going to be really close. And the reason I say that is because of what you just said about Mike Zimmer talking about his own defense. You know, look, there a lot of these guys get backed into a corner. And right now, that's where the Vikings and their defense are. They know Noah Everson Griffin. He's out of the picture now. They're all over that whole thing. And they will not be embarrassed the way they were against the Rams. I'll take the Vikings in a very tight game.
And I think the Eagles' Super Bowl hangover continues. Minnesota gets their season back on track. I'm with Boomer. I take the Vikings. Our two local games. We'll start with the Giants and Panthers in Carolina. We're talking a touchdown here.
Wow.
That Carolina is giving that horrendous offense of the Giants.
Yeah, this would be one of those spots where the Giants show up and play well on offense because it makes no sense, right? And there's no reason to believe that the Giants offense is going to go down there to Carolina where they're coming off a bye and be able to figure it out on the road this week. But, of course, they probably will. But I can't predict it. And I haven't gotten a Giants game right this entire year. So this is probably good news for the Giants fans. I think Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey are just going to go ham, Boomer. You know what that means.
Yes.
They're going to go ham on this Giants defense, and the Giants offense is not going to be able to keep up. 7 maybe isn't even enough in this game. Give me the Panthers minus -7.
You know, Thomas Davis is coming back for the Carolina Panthers. One of the guys comes off the suspension. This is like welcoming all the guys back from suspension this week in the NFL. That's a big get for the Carolina Panthers because he's a tackling machine. 7 points is a lot. And the Giants have been hearing about it and hearing about it and hearing about it and hearing about it. I have a feeling that they're going to open a game with like 5 straight go patterns to Odell Beckham Jr. And by the way, Sterling Shepard had a cyst removed from his back.
Yes, but he should be fine and will play.
They say he's going to play.
Yeah.
God, man. I've been wrong on the Giants too every single week. I'm going to take the Giants in the 7 points. I don't know if they'll win the game, but I'll take the 7 points. I'll let it roll on the road simply because they have been challenged now for the last couple weeks, and I think sooner or later they're going to have to react to it.
Well, I took the Giants at over 9.5, so at some point they have to start winning, right? They get Olivier Vernon back this week.
Yes.
They're going to throw the ball down the field. They're going to score
Apple
points. Eli Apple should be back. I'll take the Giants plus the 7. The final game is your New York Jets giving a point at home to the Denver Broncos.
This is a spot where the Jets have to respond. Everything is working in their favor in this game. If you look at the Broncos traveling east on a shorter week because they played on Monday Night Football, losing a brutal game to a division team.
Same old Jets.
Vance Joseph early on in his career, these last couple of years, traveling east, not good on the road. It's a 1 o'clock game, too. It's not later in the day. This is where the Jets defense has to thrive. Case Keenum's got one of the worst quarterback ratings in football. He's throwing a ton of picks. The Jets defense has to win this game, and Broadway Sam has to turn back into Broadway Sam. He will. The Jets will win this game. It's going to be close because they're not really a good team, but the Jets are going to beat the Broncos at home on Sunday.
Yeah, I think low scoring. Definitely low scoring, and I like the Jets as well. And I like the Jets simply because of all the things that you said, plus think about just the narrative about the Jet defense since last week's debacle down in Jacksonville. There's a lot of prideful players over there, a lot of very good players over there, and I think that the Jets defense will definitely respond to keep the game low scoring, and I do like the Jets, 20-17, something like that.
Only week 5. I think it's a make or break game for Todd Bowles. His team cannot lay an egg. I'll take the Jets as well. Sorry to be boring. And there you have it. We agree on a lot. You can make up some ground, though.
I can.
You differ on 2 games with us. Boomer and I are the same on all 5.
Wow. All 5?
All 5, yes.
All right. Well, I'll be rooting hard at, what is it, the Panthers is different and the Eagles is different. I think. Well, no, I can't root for the Eagles.
Well, you had to go against your Vikings. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it. Trust me.
He's growing up. Things change.
Right. Well, we're supposed to pick them every week. You pick them
your
every
words,
week.
Not I'll tell mine.
You, the tough thing this week, though, is you got the Jets and Giants both at 1 o'clock going head-to-head against each other, and you also have Jacksonville and Kansas City at 1 o'clock.
I know.
And you have the Dolphins and the Bengals at 1 o'clock.
Right, these are all good games, so
it looks like it.
Utilize
anyway.
The DVR.
Yes.
You got to utilize the DVR. How about a Yankees pick for tonight and the series?
I'm taking the Yankees tonight, and I think we come back here Monday. At worst, we have a split. But I think that the Yankees will play really well tonight, and I expect them to come flying out of the chute. I really do.
Yeah, I think that the Yankees are going to win tonight, and I'll take them in five. I think they're going to have to go back to Boston and
they're gonna
win.
They're going to have to win two games in Boston.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to have to happen. I can't. I don't know. I just feel like the Red Sox are going to be pesky enough to force that game five, and the Yankees are going to bludgeon them a couple of games, but. They're too good for me to say that the Yankees are going to either sweep them or beat them in four. If the Yankees do this, they're going to have to pull it off in five games.
I'm going to say it once again, and I'm going to just keep belaboring it. As long as the Yankees continue to play.
Yankee bitch.
This lineup is ridiculous, and this lineup isn't a lineup that the Red Sox have seen all year. They saw it one Friday night last Friday, and they made a statement, and I think they'll do the same thing 7 days later in Fenway Park tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy all your games. Enjoy the Yankee game tonight. Enjoy, obviously, all the football games over the weekend. I'll see you at noon on Sunday in the NFL today.
And I'll see you over at Joseph Field in Bellport for the ceremonial coin toss tomorrow. And then Sunday, I will see you for the Morris County Italian-American Columbus Day Parade, East Hanover Italian-American Club, as I am the Italian-American Entertainer of the Year. I will see you there on Sunday, and then we got a lot to talk about on
Monday.
Hey,
you know what? We may make light of it a little bit, but I'm actually proud of you, man. I'm actually excited for you this weekend. I think you'll have a great weekend.
Thanks,
have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday morning, everybody. As always, New York,
stay classy.
Alexa, it's Friday. Holla!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.